Now that libraries no longer have to dedicate floor space to so-called dead tree or paper copies of journals and other publications, they're becoming places students can get together on collaborative projects.
How we define a book today, it'll probably be something they see in a museum.
That's UW-Green Bay's director of the Cofran Library, Paula Ganyard. She says it might not happen in the near future, but a century from now, paper copies of books may be history. The Cofran Library was named the state's Public Library of the Year, in part due to its adaptation of technology. Ganyard says libraries still offer access to publications students can't afford to get on their own.
You can't just go and get a free copy of the Journal of American Medical Association. That you do still pay for. There are thousands of journals, lots of thousands and thousands of books that you can't just get by Googling.
UWGB's library has waived its interlibrary loan fee. Ganyard says it was only $1 per article, but it still created a haves and have-nots situation.
And I've had a lot of faculty members comment to me about how appreciative they were that we got rid of it because they could change their assignments. They would used to try to only do things that they knew were here in the library.
The Wisconsin Library Association says there are hundreds of public libraries in the same category as UWGB, but it doesn't disclose how many were nominated for Library of the Year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.